Sports.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
On the Paracast, we have Blake Cousins joining us with Gene and Chris and Goggs. Chris, you want to flesh out further that question concerning what you perceive to be the large number of potentially fake photos on that site?
Basically, you know, Blake, what I'm trying to say is when you use this sort of throw everything against the wall and allow the viewer to decide what sticks, people are confused. They don't know. They don't have a background in Avid. They haven't read over 1,000 books like myself or Gene. They haven't, worked for decades trying to separate signal from noise. They're just eager. They want to learn. They want to know. But when a site like yours comes along and so much is thrown out there that is not, in my mind, legitimate, don't you think you're creating a problem in the field? Don't you think you're muddying the waters up? You know,
you're saying,
I want the people to decide. Well, if they don't have the background to make those decisions, all you're doing is, in my mind, is creating a cult of personality and jacking up hits on a website and being overly sensational. I mean, I'm just being honest with you.
Well, everybody has a right to opinion, and that's one thing we do on YouTube. We don't delete comments. People have the right to have their own opinion. That's what's great about America. That's what's great about Third Phase of Moon. We invite people to like a radio show like you have. We have our own radio show, Third Phase of Moon. We take people's calls. People share their stories about abductions, very sensitive stories. We've taken people's videos that otherwise would have just been dead on YouTube and gone nowhere and give it the exposure that it deserves.
Blake, if 90% of the photos on there, and I'm being charitable, I look at these things myself. I'm not a video editor like Chris. Chris is someone who's done professional video editing and producing, so he knows whereof he speaks. But I know, as someone who has been around the business for many, many years, 90% of your photos are such obvious fakes. It doesn't matter how they were done. They're so cheesy that nobody should take serious attention. And here's the problem in the UFO field, and you need to understand this from people who've been around a lot longer than you have, and probably longer than you've been around, period. And that is, when you stuff the UFO field with this nonsense, when you stuff it with a lot of junk, a lot of stuff that's an obvious fake, we don't learn what's going on. We just pollute the waters. Gordon, you want to add something before we get an answer?
Yeah, addressing Blake here. Welcome to the podcast, Blake. Chris has just covered the point about, we think that there's too many fakes either being allowed or slipping through the cracks into Third Phase of Moon. Considering that you already have an undeniably large platform to potentially do good UFO work, would you be prepared to make any changes in an effort to discriminate more against possible fakes, possibly getting the maybe good ones analyzed properly by professional video analysts, not video makers, video analysts, people who can really go down to the pixels and, you know, as Chris said, you know, guys like Bruce Maccabee, an optical physicist for the U.S. Navy, he's been
certainly
in the game a long time. Yeah.
Yes, there's a fellow by the name of Freddie W. He's a special effects phenom on YouTube. We've reached out to him to analyze the videos, see if he could emulate, being the special effect artist that he is, if he could emulate what he's seeing here, if he could take a look at it and see if he could recreate it. I just sent you guys a link. It's a feature.
Let me stop right now, because you did send us a link about a feature about an hour. And I look at this UFO flashing light in the sky in the first, 10, 20 seconds. That could be anything. There's nothing there. Whatever. To show anyone with an ounce of discernment that this is something that's unexplained. It's just a silly light in the sky.
Are you kidding me, Gene? Audrey?
I look at the beginning. I look at the first video before you actually see a talking head. And I see nothing there that impresses me one iota or would impress anybody. I mean, it's just a bunch. It's a shaky camera showing flash of light in the sky, and it could be anything. It could be anything. And if this is what you're selling as a possible genuine UFO, I'm sorry, it doesn't make it. I'll just read one of the comments 15 seconds in and I tuned out. Do you understand why?
Oh, well, look at the comments and the thumbs up on it. People appreciate what they're watching. There's over 15 Skype interviews.
Well, wait a minute. Are you an entertainer or are you part of the solution here? Are you Pete's
farm? Well, I don't know.
Are you someone that's trying to get some answers?
You tell me, Chris. You tell me, Gene, what I am. I don't know.
I see that you're making claims.
I'm asking you.
I'm not making claims. People submit the video.
Are you P.T. Barnum? Are you just in it for sensationalism and entertaining people and jacking up hits? Or are you really seriously interested in finding out what we're dealing with? It's a very real phenomenon, and you're making it tougher for us to differentiate between reality and fiction. Signal and noise. Well, the motto of the Paracast is we separate signal from noise. What is your motto?
Our motto is let the people decide, like we say it over and over again. And
the people
aren't
educated enough to make an informed decision, to have an informed opinion. All you're doing is asking people to decide whether it's entertaining or not. And to me, that is muddying up the waters. I think Gordon came up with a really interesting comment, and that is, would you be willing to, let's say, rate videos on a scale of 1 to 5? 1 being an obvious hoax, 5 being unbelievable and worthy of professional, ufological, optical analysis. Would you be willing to do that to help people make a determination based on some sort of accredited rating system? Would you be willing to even go through a training course to learn how to properly identify propulsion diagnostics, whether an object has a plasma cloud around it, whether it's actually some sort of high strange event, as opposed to just the visual, you know, gotcha kind of quality, the sensationalistic, wow, that looks cool. Because basically what you're doing is you're pandering to the great unwashed masses, and you're saying, well, I'm here to let them decide. How about if we get you trained so that you can help educate your amazing amount of people that are interested in your work?
All right, well, you know, Gene, Chris, I don't know what kind of professional background you have. Have you been aboard a spaceship?
Oh, come on. That's just a silly question. That is a very dumb answer. I think you owe us more than that, Blake. You're coming on the show. We're happy to have you. Please don't interrupt. Please don't interrupt. You know, we don't need the silly, childish cracks and asides. We asked you a legitimate question about legitimately rating these videos, legitimately submitting them for analysis, or you being trained, becoming knowledgeable in how you actually analyze fake videos. Because if you believe that 90% of these things are mysterious, then you and I are living on different planets.
Well, we got a problem, Eugene, if that's the case.
You know, I don't get, you guys talk a lot over people, unfortunately, but let me just say this. You shut down this video I sent you within the first 5 seconds. It's absolutely ridiculous. You don't give it a chance, and that's a problem. You know,
the problem is so obviously a fake. It's not worth further examination. And this is the problem with a lot of the stuff you put on there. You say, let the viewer decide. Well, the viewers, the people out there, the average person who may want something to entertain them, or maybe they do want to learn about UFOs and to see if these things are genuine. They are not trained video analysts, okay?
And you are. You're an expert. I would have no problem to let this video that I just sent you look over all the videos. I'm not saying 100%, and there are 100% authentic. There's one that's suspicious. It's Alex Player from, where is he, Australia, New Zealand. He has a video of an alien being in his infrared shot. Hey, it's an interesting video. We put it up there.
Okay, but you see, you're contradicting yourself back and forth. You say, number one, that you take the time to look at these things, and that 90% of them appear to be genuine based on your experience and your background as video editors. But we got to do this break, and then we'll get on to more discussion. We have Blake Cousins, and we're looking over the videos, he claims, of which 90% are genuine. We're trying to figure this out. We have Goggs and Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Is there a secret UFO agenda? Do strange creatures from the darkest corners of the mind roam the earth? Is there evidence for mind control, time travel, or devious government conspiracies? Find out the inside scoop on the latest conspiracies, paranormal activity, and floating phenomena when you subscribe to Tim Beckley's Conspiracy Journal. It's jam-packed with stories, special book and DVD promotions, and the best news, it's absolutely free, sent right to your mailbox. Plus, a bonus free email newsletter sent out every Friday. Simply send an email with your name and address to MrUFO@webtv.net. That's MrUFO@webtv.net. Find out what they don't want you to know.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Start life over. Spend more quality time with your family. Take more vacations. Own your own business. Be healthy and earn the kind of income you've always dreamed of. Is it possible? Yes, with Youngevity. First, you've got to see the video that is turning the medical industry upside down. Go to HealthyBody13.com. That's HealthyBody13.com. Watch this video, then pre-register for the Spring Longevity Convention May 2nd through 4th in Las Vegas, Nevada. And guess who will be there?
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And I prescribe the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll be there.
Hi, I'm Steve Schultz, Vice President of Training here at Longevity. I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll be there.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, President of the Genesis Communications Network. I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'm going to be there.
Take the Healthy Body Challenge and don't miss the Longevity Convention in Las Vegas, Nevada, May 2nd through 4th. For more information, go to HealthyBody13.com or call 1-800-360-8695. That's 800-360-8695.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
On the Paracast, we're questioning Blake Cousins, and we're still trying to understand what is happening and why he's allowing so much obvious stuff that's fake to get on there. And it doesn't take a professional video editor to see this, Blake Cousins. It really doesn't. Now, yes, I agree with you. When we have time, we'll look at more of your documentary. But the first thing you show, you want to interest people. You want to create a first impression. You produce a documentary. You take some of your best pieces of evidence and hit them between the eyes with it. That has a proper entertainment factor. Instead, we look at this video and it's terrible. So where do we go from there? Is that mean that everything is downhill from there?
Everybody's got an opinion. If you look at the thumbs up, or
sir,
the thumbs,
this is the problem. You're entitled to your opinions, but not your facts. If you submit these things, don't talk over me. When you submit these things to professional analysis, let the professionals look at this stuff and determine what they're made of. It's not a question of opinions. What professionals have looked at this?
You don't think there's professionals watching Third Phase of the Moon when we're interviewing the top ufologists around the world? I've never even heard of you guys, for one, in this gamut, in this small circle of the top ufologists. Why are these people coming forward wanting to, you know, tell their stories on Third Phase of the Moon? Why is Stanton Freeman coming on? Why is Dr. Roger Lear coming on? Why is Dr. Jacobs coming on? Why is, you know, Stephen Bassett?
You're talking about people, Blake, that are pandering to the mass audience that you've very quickly managed to attain. And they're in it to sell books, promote agendas. And if you haven't heard of my work or Gene's work, that's okay. You know, I've been in this field 20 years. I've done some really good quality work. I don't go out self-promote myself, call the media, do all the things that people like Stanton Friedman, Richard Dolan, I mean, they're in this as a business. And Stephen Bassett has these hearings coming up. I'm going to be on the switcher at the National Press Club in a week and a half, actually working behind the scenes, helping produce the citizens' hearing on disclosure. I don't think disclosure has a chance in hell of succeeding. I'm being hired to do what I do. I'm a video professional. I've written 6 books. If you've ever heard of the cattle mutilation phenomenon and you don't know my name, then you really are a bit wet behind the ears. But my point is this. Would you be willing to become part of the solution and start rating your videos, and then the top-rated videos, submit them for analysis by certified scientific professionals? Would you be willing to do that?
Well, the rating system, what you're saying, sounds actually quite interesting. Maybe from here on out, we'll put a rating system of what we think the likelihood of this being authentic, genuine, or, you know, having some, some questions behind it. We could put a rating system on our videos on a scale of 1 through 5, like you said. But you guys really, you're smashing Third Phase of the Moon without even going through some of the videos. Manuel Sanchez from Mexico City is capturing amazing videos that he sent us. You know, triangles, flying saucers in the skies. What more you'd want.
Blake, I said at the very beginning when you got on that I was actually impressed with a number of videos that I've seen. I have not seen all 600. I have seen enough what I consider to be, and I do have a little bit of training in this area of analysis. I have seen a couple, 3 that I feel are worthy of further analysis, but the vast majority of them, I've got to be honest with you, your Hawaii documentary, just to give you an example, the object that's filmed from the top of the cliff that's out over the ocean, I mean, I can point out a number of things. You use that shot, I don't know how many times in your video. That to me is an obvious CGI effect. It's very simple to do. It doesn't take much time. The object does not indicate visually that it is a real physical object out over the ocean. The reflection's wrong. The way the object is not becoming diffused through the atmosphere. We're talking about over the ocean. There's a lot of moisture. That object should have been had a lot more of the light should be manipulated by the moisture a lot more as it travels to the camera. I mean, there's some real basic things that are wrong with some shots that you use over and over and over again as if there's no question that they're real. You know, I've really got to say this. We brought you on, Blake, not to slam you, not to slam your site. We actually admire what you've done. You have done a great job of getting real, serious, heavy-duty interest in this subject. What we would like to do is help you become part of the solution instead of muddying up the waters and just throwing stuff out there and letting uninformed opinions popularity contest of what's cool and what's good and what's real and what's not. To me, that's bogus. What we need to do, Blake, is take a wonderful idea that you've had that's successful and maximize our potential and become part of the solution. And that's why you're on this show.
Well, that's cool, Gene and CRISPR. No, I just sent you another link of a Skype interview we did with Manuel Sanchez from Mexico. And we've done over 100 of these Skype interviews, I'd imagine, over the past couple of years. You know, I'm not saying these guys are, I really highly doubt these guys are faking anything.
You know, the one that just sent me, that could just be either CGI or a model in the sky.
Oh, wow.
I can't tell because we're looking at a low resolution picture. You know?
Well, you keep watching the video. There's no manipulation going on.
How do you know that?
Because I have a pretty good eye on what to look for.
Well, we so far have seen, based on what Chris told you about another video that you're touting, that you don't have an idea of how to separate the wheat from the chaff. You don't. You really don't. And maybe you can make videos, but it doesn't mean that you have the knowledge and experience in separating the real from the fake. It doesn't at all.
So you're claiming this Manuel Sanchez video is a fake and it's computer CGI?
I'm saying at this point I can't tell from this. I'm saying it has suspicious aspects to it. We would have to look at it further. But right now it's a very blurry image, please. It's a very blurry image, and I don't see here enough detail to really analyze what's going on. And Chris could take a look at it and see, but it doesn't just hit me in the face as being something, gosh, golly, gee whiz, this is super impressive. This is something that could have been fake. We'll have to look at it further. Is there a higher resolution version of this available?
I'm not exactly sure. Maybe put it up to HD. We post all our videos in
HD.
Okay,
you're not answering my question. You told us before that sometimes you enlarge them. You manipulate them a little bit before you post them. Is this the original or is this something you've dealt with?
This is the original.
It's the original through YouTube. I didn't get this. You didn't send these to me, by the way, at my email address. But, what we're doing is we're talking about YouTube compression, which, as you know, as a video professional, it's almost impossible to really determine anything definitively after the image has been squashed to the extent that YouTube does. But if you have the original footage or a accurate clone of the original footage, it can be analyzed before it's thrown through YouTube compression. You know that.
Of course, yeah. YouTube does the compression and there's a quality loss, no doubt about it. Let me say this. Third Phase of Moon, every single video up there has been authorized by the people who've shot it. We're not going around.
All right, stop. Okay, that's a ridiculous answer, authorized. All it means is they agree to let you post it. We have Blake Cousins joining Gene, Chris, and Goggs. You're in
the Paracast.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also print catalogs. Convert from so many formats, I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code Night Owl. Use the coupon code Night Owl to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pillow, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pillow. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Why should you be in Arizona this month?
One reason. Prepper Fest AZ. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, April 26th through 28th. Get free training and hands-on experience from leading preparedness experts.
Everything you need to be prepared.
Plus, longevity information. And guest speaker Dr. Joel Wallach speaks on Sunday. Don't miss Prepper Fest AZ, April 26th through 28th.
In Scottsdale, Arizona.
For schedule and flyer worth $2 off, go to PrepperFestAZ.com. That's PrepperFestAZ.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid gland? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off your teeth both as a vapor and as metal particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 75 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh, raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Hi, this is Nick Pope. You're listening to the Paracast.
You know, I'm sorry if I'm hitting on you hard here, but I think you're really avoiding the questions. Blake, we have Blake Cousins with Gene, Chris, and Goggs. And the question I'm asking here is, you're just raising up these little red herrings. And let me just tell you this. You say all these pictures are authorized by the people who took them. That doesn't mean anything, because all it means is they gave you permission. It doesn't say what they are. And it's really difficult, as I pointed out to you and Chris pointed out, to take something highly compressed. If you really want to put the pedal to the metal here, may I suggest that what you do is send some of the originals that you feel are the best to Chris to look at. The originals, not the YouTube versions, the stuff that is minimally compressed, whatever mechanism was used to take them, and let's see what happens. If anything really passes muster, I can assure you Chris will pass it on to experienced photographic professionals, special effects people, and all that. Goggs, you had a question before he continues?
Yes, Blake, I was checking out your, I think it was your documentary, and you had an interview with Stan Romanek on, I don't know how much you know about this guy, but for most of the people I talk to in the field, we have major problems with his ability to tell the truth, like his infamous Boo video with the alien coming up with the window. And I'm not sure if you're aware, but he, Stan claimed that that video would have cost £50,000 to fake. Another group has shown that that is, you know, far from the case. And also, he was touting documents purportedly coming from elsewhere. He doesn't, I don't think he actually reveals sources. And Stan's got a habit of spelling the word follow as fallow. And this same misspelling was appearing in these documents, which were supposedly to back up his claims. Basically, what I'm saying is I have major problems with Stan Romanek's story. And possibly, like other people in the field, he may have had one or two real experiences, sightings, even made a video. But to most of us, it seems like he's just gone off on one and he's trying to make a living out of it. Maybe you didn't know, maybe he was new to you, but I got the impression that you were either didn't care or you had completely unaware of the reality of Stan Romanek. I just wanted to ask you what your opinion was of him and whether you knew any of these kind of little factoids about his case, in inverted commas?
Well, yeah, Stan Romanek, famous abductee. We've had him on the show a few times. You know, the guy's very, you know, controversial in his statements and claims. But I'm not the guy to be the judge. You know, the guy has something to say. It's interesting. We're going to put it out. You know, if the guy's to be a proven hoaxer, then maybe, you know, we're not going to be following this fella anymore. But
so who is the judge?
Do I got to keep repeating myself?
You can say the people and stuff like that. But I mean, what is your opinion?
My personal opinion of Stan Romanek?
Yeah.
Well, he's an interesting fella. I've spoken to him on the phone a few times after the interviews. He has an agenda of, getting the word out. He claims he's not in it for the money. He wants to get the word out. He wants to have the right message. And those are his, exact words. So I'm not going to be here and judge Stan Romanek on what he claims. I'm just, I'm going to take his word. My opinion is not what everything is all about here at Third Phase of the Moon. That's one thing we want to really stay away from. I'm not the guy that says, I believe it. Now you go out and you believe what I believe. I'm not the preacher here. I'm the guy that's the messenger.
If we don't vet, Blake, this stuff, we don't vet this material, we don't vet these so-called researchers or experiencers, then how does the public get really good, useful information about the subject? How do we find a solution? How do we do that?
You know, basically, Third Phase of the Moon wouldn't even exist if we went by your template. You can't, vet your every single video I've shown you so far, you're claiming you don't know what it is, which is exactly what it's supposed to be, an unidentified flying object.
No, what I said, don't misquote me. I said, and Chris pointed out areas where the stuff looks like an obvious fake, a couple of areas. I pointed out here is that you have a few lights in the sky that can be just about anything, and they don't show anything distinctive enough to come to a definitive conclusion that's something unusual, some kind of strange phenomenon. So far, I'm not impressed by anything you've presented here. At all, not an iota.
I just sent you another link. Breaking news, mass UFO sightings over Los Angeles captured by Mitchell Lubin. It was an incredible capture over the night skies of Los Angeles. It appears that LAPD, in their helicopters, went to observe these strange lights. If you're looking at this video, the helicopter actually surrounds the light. It merges with it and then takes off.
Could somebody send me these examples that you're talking about? I'm not getting them. I guess you're sending them just to Gene. He didn't hit reply all. I'd love to take a look at these. And pardon me for interrupting here, but here's another observation that I have. I'm assuming that there is no documentation or evidence chain that's attached to any of these submitted videos. Would you be willing to require from people that are getting this footage or photographs to submit just rudimentary evidence information for an evidence chain, time, date, location, duration, just a basic format so that you can actually start creating a database? Because, Blake, correct me if I'm wrong, but if I picked out video number 572, you wouldn't be able to tell me just certain basic things about that particular video, because people are just submitting these things, right? You're not saying, well, where did this happen? Writing it down. What was the duration? Who were the other witnesses? What was the actual time of the event? Do you have all this information written down and documented?
Well, I do on our end. In some cases, some people do not want to have come forward with their real names, with the exact location for, fear of ridicule in this kind of
Well, if you require that they give you this information, but promise them anonymity and that you wouldn't publicize this information, do you think that would dissuade certain people? Or do you think that would be something that would make your Third Phase of Moon a little bit more, give it more gravitas and more legitimacy?
Well, there's a fellow by the name of Joe Kiernan, South Carolina, Myrtle Beach, many sightings have been going on over there for the past year. He was not a believer in UFOs until, things started happening. He made contact with Third Phase of Moon. I call him like the UFO paparazzi over there. And he's been capturing incredible videos of, lights in the skies doing incredible things. You know, what are we supposed to do over here at Third Phase? Not take people's submissions if, they don't want to give us the exact location, if they don't want to give us their real names? We're looking at the videos and we're putting it out there. People complain if we don't put enough out there, that we're not keeping it up to date. If you look at the past couple of years of videos that we've been putting up there, these are videos that have been, analyzed by the people on YouTube, analyzed by us. We're taking a close look at them. Some could be sensationalistic. Some could be, clever hoaxes. But like I said, do you have any videos that you've received that we would love to, put it on Third Phase, give credit to where credit's due?
You know what? I don't know if we do that until you start to vet your videos. Until you actually physically start to vet your videos and not publish the obvious fakes. You're posting a lot of stuff there that's really questionable. The stuff has very little authentication. You accept anonymous uploads, which means somebody can just send you anything, and you take it. And most of the stuff, it looks like you are. Sure looks like you are. Sure looks like
no,
a lot of the stuff that you're putting on there seems to have very little authority to it. We're talking to Blake Cousins. You're on with Gene and Chris and Goggs. And Goggs has a question which will come up in our next segment. You're in
the Paracast. The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you want to get your website online and you need reliable service, first-class service at the lowest possible price, there's only one place to go. Well, DreamHost has a special promotion with our show where they'll offer you unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click web apps such as WordPress, 24/7 support. You can save over $55. You want to know how? Go to dreamhost.com/radio, dreamhost.com/radio. Whether it's personal mail, whether it's business email, you want reliable, dependable delivery, freedom from spam, freedom from viruses. Well, Polaris Mail offers professional email hosting services for your personal or small business use. Each account uses 25 gigabytes of storage, an easy-to-use webmail interface, and full mobile sync. Sign up today for a 30-day free trial at PolarisMail.com, PolarisMail.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor. just won't quit.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
This is Jerome Clark, author of the UFO Encyclopedia and other books. You're listening to the Paracast.
On the Paracast with Gene, Chris, and Goggs, we have Blake Cousins answering our questions. Goggs, you had something to say.
Blake. I know it might feel like, you know, in the last hour we've been tearing a new one, but it's actually because we really, really care about this topic. And if I could sort of leave you with any thought from me personally, it's about moving away from this, like, you know, let the people decide, because, you know, me, the average person, I've got no, you know, image analysis, you know, expertise and stuff. That might be okay just like for a YouTube channel, but what my feeling is that you have this, you know, really great groundwork platform that something really good could be done for ufology. And I would, you know, implore you to reach out to some well-known investigators to try and get more information so people can go and check out these videos, check out the sightings, get in touch with some known analysts, and bring third phase of the moon into a place where all it's trying to do is help ufology instead of just allowing the people to make a judgment. Because we know, you know, the average person is going to have even less a clue than we do. We think, well, to me, I've got a little clue. Gene and Chris will have more. But I think you've got something good, but you just need to be a bit more discriminating and work a bit more. And we would be right behind you if you go in that direction. You know, we don't want to be here, you know, hassling people and telling them what we're doing wrong. We'd rather steer you in a direction so you're doing something great, because we care about ufology and we care about getting the real evidence out there to people. And that's pretty much my opinion of yourself and Third Phase. I mean, I've got nothing against you, but I think you could do so much more with the basis you have.
You know, I appreciate, you know, that statement. We have approaching 70,000 subscribers. I imagine out of all that, all those people that are watching Third Phase of the Moon, there's a few experts in there. Would you agree?
I don't know who's there, and you don't know who's there because you're not taking the effort to find out. But if there are experts there, you need to reach out to them, see if they can help you out.
I think Third Phase of the Moon will be the place to be in the future for the groundbreaking smoking gun evidence that the world has never seen. I truly envision that Third Phase of the Moon will be the outlet to change the world, whether it be anti-gravity machines, you know, real flying saucers people are building with new technologies that we've been getting contacts from nuclear physicists, from engineers from around the world building possible UFOs themselves.
Yeah, and that's and I agree, Blake, I agree. But for every obvious fake that you put up there, you lose more and more credibility. Yeah, sure, there's a few people, I'm sure, in the field that you should probably get to know a lot better if you don't know them already, which probably you don't. But for every hoax video that goes up there, you get less and less attention from the people that really matter and can help you take this idea to the next level. This is really important. As I asked before, are you P.T. Barnum or are you part of the solution? And you have to make that decision for yourself. If you would like, I can put you in contact with some people that will blow your mind very quickly, in some sense of the word, bring you up to speed on how to very, very effectively differentiate between obvious hoaxes and stuff that deserves further attention. And I am willing to work with you on this. I'm willing to put you in touch with people that you need to meet and need to be sit at the knee of and become educated. And Blake, don't get us wrong. You really have done a superlative job of creating an incredible interested audience. Now, let's do the right thing with these folks. And instead of titillating them and, you know, using the there's a sucker born every minute approach and let the people decide, why not get a little serious about this and really do the right thing? I'm extending my offer of help, an invitation to turn you on to some of the people that will really put you way ahead of where you're at right now in terms of your analytical abilities and really help separate that signal from the noise.
We're talking about it just last night, that third phase of moon has become its own phenomenon, its own entity. And it is a machine that's basically on its own. With all the information coming in, we are, you know, this is a small little team here and, you know, three people working it from, from Hawaii and a couple of correspondents from around the world.
So you could use some help. You could use some help, and I'm offering that.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, we could use help, no doubt about it. The more, there's just so much information, it's hard to control, get it out to the people. We have leads that go everywhere. We want to follow some of these contacts that have been made right here at Third Phase, abductees with, you know, real stories, evidence, photos, videos, and we can't be everywhere at once. And, it is getting overwhelming. You know, I'm sure in the future that we're going to be growing and with people with help, you know, Gene, Chris, I'll take you up on the offer. You know,
excellent. I was waiting to hear that. My resources and my contacts and, you know, my limited expertise, although it's a lot more than most people, is at your service. I would be more than happy to help you with this. And I really think, Blake, that you need to do the right thing here. You're at a very important quincunx. You're at a juncture right now in your process where you have a decision to make. Am I P.T. Barnum and part of the problem, or am I part of the solution? And I'm really glad to hear that you think you're part of the solution. That's great.
I think Chris has really reached out to you here, and I hope the fact that we're hammering you with criticism will give you a sense to think, look, maybe there's a way you can really contribute to finding out what's going on. It's not just loading up with a bunch of videos. It's taking it to another level. Chris has the people and the knowledge to do that. If you look up Chris, you'll find he's written the books about the Mysterious Valley and stalking the tricksters, that I've been in the field for years. I worked with Jim Moseley at the original Saucer News before it became Saucer Smear. And you're on a radio show now, which is on a network, which is heard in New York City. We have tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of listeners. So a lot of people have heard about what we do, and you have a great opportunity here. There's a lot of skepticism about what you're doing because there's a bunch of stuff there that hasn't passed muster. But if there's real stuff there and you have a real genuine interest in getting to the bottom of this mystery, and it really needs that, what you need to do is take a look at what you're doing, what Chris is offering to do for you. Because you do it the right way, and you show that you're really interested in getting to the bottom of this mystery, in using your resources and working with people like Chris to analyze these photos and put together the evidence to see what's really going on, we will all be your friends and supporters, okay? This we call tough love here. We will be your friends and supporters. You get the picture?
I got it. You know, third phase of moon, you know, I don't mind the harsh questions. So, we want to take every side of the aspects of what people and their ideas on the subject matter of UFOs are. And, you know, there's all kinds of opinions, and we get it right here at Third Phase of Moon. And, I appreciate both sides. I appreciate the you know, the opportunity to, you know, work with you guys in the future, show you some of the videos that are coming in, and you could put it in the hands of, you know, these experts, have them analyze it, bring them into third phase of the moon on a round table. We could interview, we could talk as we're showing the videos with just with more opinions on what these objects are.
Train people how to determine what is worthy of, you know, even a minute's worth of scrutiny. It would be great to start educating your audience out there, that huge audience you have, 60, almost 70,000 subscribers. If you could start an educational process, which would be a part of third phase of moon, wouldn't it be great if these people could, if they were interested enough, to be brought up to speed on exactly what the basic specifics are of analyzing these events and really helping educate people and be part of that solution? I think this is a really golden opportunity for you.
Blake, thank you so much for joining us. We hope that you will be part of the solution. We look forward to working and hearing further from you. Of course, his site is thirdphaseofmoon.net, and also you go to YouTube for their channel to see all the videos and decide for yourself about it. Chris, of course, has OurStrangePlanet.com. He's coming out with a new book soon called Stalking the Herd. You can check us out on Facebook, Twitter, as The Paracast, so go to theparacast.com to find more. Special thank you to Gogs Mackay for being a member of our panelist. He will be back as a member of our panel. Blake Cousins, thanks for joining us on the Paracast.
I appreciate you guys having me on the show, and look forward to possibly working with you guys in the future. And if anybody's out there has captured anything amazing, you could contact Third Phase Moon via Skype or Facebook. My name's Blake Cousins, and we'll see you again next time.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast. America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.